proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio program. Beginning with this session, we turn our attention to the 24th and 25th chapters of Matthew. Jesus Christ spoke to his disciples as they were on the Temple Mount. The speech he gave is known as the Olivet Discourse. When the Savior departed from the temple, some of his disciples sought to show him the temple buildings. They wanted him to behold the beauty and the riches of those edifices. The Savior's response, though, might have startled them. He said, quote, "See ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down," unquote. With his answer, the disciples became curious about what would in fact transpire during what was known as the end times. As the Lord sat upon that Mount of Olives, his disciples asked him two questions. First, they asked, "Tell us, when shall these things be?" unquote. Then they asked him, quote, "What shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world?" unquote. The Savior dealt with their second question first. Jesus Christ prefaced his answer by warning them that many people would come and falsely claim to be Jesus Christ. It's more likely that he really directed this counsel at the Jewish people as a whole, rather than specifically to his disciples. Jewish history backs this up. Throughout their history, Jewish people had allowed themselves to be duped by false messiahs. Barabbas, an individual mentioned in the 15th chapter of Mark as a thief and a robber, Barabbas served as just one example of this. More than a dozen other individuals have appeared in different times and in different places throughout Jewish history. They raised and ultimately disappointed the hopes of their followers. Jesus Christ had foretold that this would happen. In the 15th chapter of John, he told the Jewish audience, quote, "I am come in my Father's name, and ye receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him ye will receive." On the Mount of Olives, the Lord then outlined what secular affairs would be like during that period of time known as the end of the world. Quote, "Nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places," unquote. He labeled this time as, quote, "the beginning of sorrows," unquote. The events that Jesus Christ described will transpire during an interval known as the Day of the Lord. In a future session, we'll have more to say about that particular time. For now, we look at what Jeremiah said about this in the 46th chapter of his book. He described it as, quote, "a day of vengeance, that he, God, may avenge him of his adversaries," unquote. Whenever Old Testament prophets mentioned the Day of the Lord, they associated it with images of horror. Isaiah said, quote, "Behold, the day of the Lord cometh, cruel with both wrath and fierce anger," unquote. Joel cried out, quote, "The day of the Lord is great and very terrible, and who can abide it?" unquote. Amos said, "Woe unto you that desire the day of the Lord. To what end is it for you? The day of the Lord is darkness and not light," unquote. Revelation chapter 6 portrayed how the inhabitants of earth at that time would react in the face of such divine anger. They would beg the mountains and rocks to fall upon them and, as John put it in Revelation, quote, "hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb," unquote. You can understand why on the day of Pentecost, Peter exhorted a Jewish audience to, quote, "Save yourselves from this untoward generation," unquote. He warned them to flee from the wrath to come and find refuge in Jesus Christ. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150. Or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.